The Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis, brings down a machlekes whether the concept of Tzar Bala Chayim is a concept even midoraisa, or it's only a din derabbana. And according to most Paiskim, the maskana is that it's taka deraisa. And the Rishonim present several mahalchim as to the mekor from the Torah for this Isser of Tzar Bala Chayim. What's the source in the Torah for Tzar Bala Chayim? The Rambam Shita is that the source is from the story of Bilam, where Bilam hit his donkey 3 times, and the donkey gave him Musar about it. The donkey admonished him. That is the source, says the Rambam, for the concept of Tzar Bala Chayim Deraisa. And the fact that he got in trouble for hitting his donkey, you see from there, Tzar Bala Chayim Deraisa. Rashi in Maseches Shabbos Taf Kuf Chav Ches says that the Makor of the Isser of Tzar Bala Chayim is from the mitzvah of Prika Uti'ino in the Torah. We find that if a person, let's say, has a donkey that's suffering from a very heavy load and needs help unloading, so there's a mitzvah midaraisa to assist him, and so too in the reverse case. If he needs help loading, so there's a mitzvah, and these are the concepts of Prika Uti'ino, says Rashi, this is the Makor for the Din Dairaisa of Tzar Bala Chayim. Other Rishonim have other Mekairis. The Meiri holds that the Mekar of the Isser of Tzar Bala Chayim comes from the Pasuk Loisach Soim Shor B'dishoy, that you're not allowed to muzzle an ox when you thresh with him. And again, this is a Machlekes Rishonim, what exactly the source is for the concept of Tzar Bala Chayim. However, there is a famous heter of that the Rama brings down from Taisvis and from the other Rishonim, and that is that if the tsar that is being caused to the behemoth, to the animal, is litzorich ha'adam, it's for a human need, the iser of tsar balachayim becomes null and void, and it's mutter to mitzar the animal. And therefore, says the Rama, if a person needs a pen, says the Rama, and he wants a feather, he wants a quill, you're allowed to pluck a feather from the duck, even though this is going to cause a significant amount of pain to the duck, because since you need it for a quill, it's considered tzayrich ha'adam, and it therefore is mutter to be mitzayir the animal. This is the rule of the Rama, bringing down from the Rishonim, that tzar bala chayim is taka osur, and according to most paiskim, even osur midaraisa. But if the tsar is taking place, l'tzayrach ha'adam, for instance, you're plucking a feather to be used as a quill, it's mutter in spite of the fact that it causes the animal pain. Now, the question is, what is the gather of this halacha? What is the pshat in this dispensation that we are mater this seemingly iser deraisa for the purposes of tzayrach ha'adam? Why, for the human need, are we allowed to completely disregard something that seems to be osur deraisa? And the question is, whatever the reason is, how far does this extend? What is the scope of this halacha that we are mater tzar bala chayim if it's l'tzorich adam? Now, the question that is quite commonly discussed in the Achronim is it mutter to take an animal and use him for medical experiments? If you want to experiment some type of medicine and you want to know if it helps or not, you can't do it obviously on a person. Can you take an animal and experiment on the cat or some other animal, even though quite possibly you're going to kill him in the process? You're going to perhaps be mitzarim or kill him. And the question is this sufficient a need to be mater tzar bala chayim? So the first question is, what in fact is the source for the heter of tzar bala chayim l'tzayrach adam? When it's l'tzayrach adam, it's mutter to mitzar a bal chay. What in fact is the source for this halacha? So this is a very interesting machlekes in the Paiskim. And the Goyin shtels to the following Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. The Gemara is discussing the Isser Deraisa of Sirus, of neuterizing a behemoth. You take the animal and you take away his ability to have children, you're Masarasim. So that's an Isser Deraisim, it says, and the Gemara says even though in general there's an iser deraisa to neuterize, for instance, a dog because of the iser of uva'atzchem leisasil, nonetheless, says the Gemara, if you want to neuterize a rooster, there's a way to do it ba'ifin heter. And says the Gemara, if you take the crown, you rip it off the top of its head, it no longer is able to have children. And in that case, you're not over on the Isra of Sirus, because it's only done on Yidei Gromo. It's not a direct Sirus, it's only indirect, it's only a Gromo, and therefore it's Mutter Mitzah the Isra of Sirus. And that is the proper way of conduct if you want to remove the ability to have children from this rooster. Says the Gaon, this is very painful for the rooster. And nevertheless, the Gemara is saying clearly that if you do it to a rooster where you're not over on the Isra of Sirus because it's only a Gromo, it's Mutter. I L'Chayr is Tzar B'Lachayim. L'Chayr should be Tzar B'Lachayim. Says the Gaon, from here we have a Makor that Tzar B'Lachayim is Mutter L'Tzayrich Odo. If there's a human need, this rooster is disturbing the bilum of the rooster and it's causing you financial damage, it's causing you some type of disturbance, and you don't want it to have any more kids because it's going to be harmful for you, says the Gaon, it would be mutter to Masaris, the rooster, even though it's Tzar B'Lachayim, because Tzar B'Lachayim L'Tzayrich Odom is mutter. The Bechacher has a different Mekar. The Bechacher says that there's an Isser to plow with two types of animal because of the Isser of Kalayim. If you have two different Minim, the halach is shor v'chamor. You're not allowed to plow with two different animals because of the iser of kelayim. Says the Bechacher, Vaistois, that if you wouldn't be over on the iser of kelayim, if you would just be plowing with the shor itself, it would be mutter. Aye, what happened to the iser of Tzar B'Lachayim? It's not easy for the animal to carry a tremendous load, and it's very painful, so l'chayra, it should be also mitzad the iser of Tzar B'Lachayim. Says the Bechacher, Vaistois, from the fact that the Torah dafka asered plowing in oifen of kelayim, that otherwise it would be mutter, and there's no iser of Tzar B'Lachayim since it's done l'tzayrich adam. Since when the ox plows, it's something that is very beneficial for a person, it's not a violation of Tzar B'Lachayim because it's l'tzayrich adam. Now, even though the Chalkes Yaakov has trouble with this Makar, and the Chalkes Yaakov says, what do you mean? It's not painful for the Shor. The Shor was created to plow. That was what the purpose and the objective of its creation. It's happy to do it because that's the entire existence that the Shor has in this world. So how could you say that it's a form of Tzar B'Lachayim when you try to get the Shor to plow for you? Rather, says the Chalkes Yaakov, the pshat is that you're right. Mitzad the Iker Maisa of plowing, it's not considered a tsar for the animal because that is its objective in this world. That's what it's created for, and Avada, it's happy to do it. But the Makor for the heter of Tzar B'Lachayim L'Tzayrich Odom is the fact that you are kicking and you are pushing the ox while plowing with it in order to make sure that it does the job properly. That certainly is considered a tsar. That certainly is painful when you kick it, and nonetheless it's mutter, since it's done l'tzayrich ha'adam, and therefore, says the Chalkes Yaakov, from the general entire process of plowing, we see that even though there's an ister derais of Tzar B'Lachayim, if it's l'tzayrich ha'adam, it would be mutter. Now the question is, now that we have established that Tzar B'Lachayim is mutter l'tzayrich ha'adam, what type of tzayrich ha'odom are we referring to? How important does it have to be for the person to enable him to be mitzayr the animal? How much of a significance does the tzayrich have to be for the iser of Tzar B'Lachayim to be waived? So this is a fascinating discussion in the Paiskim, and the Shvus Yaakov was actually asked about our very question, about whether you are allowed to test different medical procedures on animals, or if it's perhaps also al Tzar B'Lachayim. Do we say that lemaisa, you're doing it for medical purposes, you want to know if this refuah works, so it's considered a sufficient tzarech adam or not? And the first question that the Shvus Yaakov discusses is, if something provides the person with a revach moment, if there's a significant financial gain that can be had from being mitzayir an animal, is that sufficient a tzayrich to be considered tzayrich ha'odam to waive the iser of tzar balachayim? So that is the question. Are you allowed to be mitzayir an animal for a financial gain? So if let's say you're a company that wants to do some procedure, not because you want to help the world, but you want to make money, is it mutter to mitzayir an animal for the tzayrich of revach mamon? So this is actually a very interesting discussion in the Paiskim, but the Shrus Yaakov wants to bring a raya that a taka would be mutter. He brings a Gemara in Chulin, where the Gemara in Chulin is mater, according to Rav, a person to shecht an animal, to shecht a bird on top of someone's flax to try to prevent the worms from intruding and destroying the person's flax, because the smell of the blood will be very detrimental for the worms, and therefore they won't come to the flax and ruin it. So the question is it mutter to be mitzar and to kill the animal in order to save your mamon? You want your flax to be preserved, and you want to therefore be mitzar the bird by shechting it. Is it mutter, or is it considered tzar balachayim? The Gemara says that it's mutter. The Gemara assumes that it's poshet, that it's mutter. Says the Shrus Yaakov, Vaistos, you're allowed to be mitzayir an animal even for financial gain. So even though all you're doing is being mitzayir the animal in order to save your flax, and it's considered a revach mamon, nonetheless, it's mutter because it's the tzayrich odom, since you're getting a financial gain from it. Lamaisa, the Paiskim distinguish, number one, between this case and a financial gain, because over here it's a loss that you're avoiding, and perhaps it's different than a financial gain that you would otherwise be able to receive. So perhaps you only have a raya to this case where you're preventing a loss, and there's no raya to a case that you're pasha trying to make money. That's number one. The oid, there's a well-known tshuva from the Neid Bihuda, where the Neid Bihuda writes that the Isser of Tzar Balachayim only applies if you cause pain to an animal and put him in distress, but you don't kill him. It says in Eid Yehuda, if you actually go ahead and kill an animal, that's not an Isser of Tzar Balachayim. He doesn't feel the pain, he gets killed immediately. And the Eid Yehuda was discussing over there the famous question about whether a Yid is allowed to go hunting. And over there, the Eid Yehuda addresses the Isser of Tzar Balachayim. And the question is it an Isser of Tzar Balachayim to go hunting? And over there, the Neid Yehuda assumes that there's no Isser of Tzar Balachayim because you're not causing the animal pain, but rather you're killing the animal. And since when you kill an animal, it's not a tzar that he's having to endure, then Melo, you're not even the Isser of Tzar Balachayim. Now, according to Neid Yehuda, the Raya of the Shvus Yaakov is obsolete because the entire Raya is based on the premise that shechting the animal is considered tzar. And therefore, if we're matir the tsar, we're matir the shechita, in order to preserve someone's mom and vice tois, it's considered a heter for tsar balachayim since you're preventing a financial loss. But lemaish, according to the Nedibu, that's not machlal in the realm of tsar balachayim since you're killing the animal and you're not being mitzarim. But akoponim, the Shvus Yaakov is in fact mekel. However, he assumes that even if you want to have some financial gain from the tsar, and you assume that it's mutter me'ikir ha'din, Lamaisa the Ramo says that it's better to refrain from this. It's a midas chasidus to refrain from being mitzayir an animal, even when it's done l'tzayrach ha'adam, because of the midas achzorius that comes along with such an activity. As I state in Ramo, that even though it's mutter to, let's say, pluck a feather in order to use it as a quill, in order to have some type of tzorech that you need it for, nevertheless, since it's some form of achzorius that's going on over here, ha'oilam nimnoyim, people refrain from it, and says the Rambo, even though it's mutmi ikadim, mimidas chasidus, a person should refrain from such an activity. So, Shvus Yaakov, if so, even if we were to be matmi ikadim, having some medical procedure that's done as an experiment to an animal, even though it entails some tsar to the animal, nevertheless, l'chayra should be included in the midas ha'achzorius. It should be a midas chasidus to refrain from it. Or if then, says the Shvus Yaakov, it's not even a midas chasidus to refrain from it over here. And even l'chatchila, you would be allowed to do it. Why? Says the Shvas Yaakov, because it's only amidas chasidus if the tsar is felt immediately by the animal after your maisa. However, if it's only ayidei grama, it's only indirect, maybe in a few days the animal will die as a result of your experiment, that's not considered miyad, and it's not considered achzorius at all, and then it would be mutar even l'chatchila. As I said to Shvas Yaakov, that if you have a case of tsar balachayim l'tzayir ha'odam, where we say that it's mutar me'ikir adin, but there's a midas chasidus to refrain from it because it entails some amount of achzorius, says the Shvas Yaakov, if the tsar is not felt immediately by the animal, and not directly, but only ayidei grama, there's no midas chasidus, and you're allowed to do it even l'chatchila. Other paiskim have a different take on the matter, and other paiskim say that the only reason why there wouldn't be a problem of midas chasidus over here, in this case of medical experiments, is because the gain that is being achieved by this experiment is not merely a personal gain for you, but rather it's a general gain for the olam at large. Society at large is going to gain from this experiment. And since the knowledge is beneficial not only to you, but also to society at large, says the Sri the Eish, say other paiskim, it would be mutter even l'chatchila, and there's no midas achzorius to refrain from it, because it's not a personal gain, rather it's a communal gain. So again, the halacha is that it's mutter to be mitzar about chai l'tzayruch adam. What is the makar? We so far mentioned two makaris. Either the goyin's makar from Sirus, that ayudei grama it's mutter to be mitzar as a rooster, even though it causes him pain, vaistos l'tzayruch adam it's mutter. You have the makar of the buchasher that holds that the makar is from plowing. The fact that you're not allowed to plow a shor v'chamor biyachad, vaistos independently are allowed to plow, even though there's some tsar that's entailed. The question is, if so, what about for financial reasons? So the Shvas Yaakov brought a raya that there is a heter even for financial reasons. His raya was from the case of the flax that you're trying to save, and you're shechting an animal to save. Lamai said this was a controversial raya for two reasons. But the Ramah paskens that even though it's mutter to be mitzar a animal, l'tzayruch ha'odom, there's a midas achzorius entailed, and therefore there's a midas chasidus to refrain from such an activity. And as we mentioned, there are exceptions to this rule, and sometimes it's not even a midas chasidus. Number one, if let's say it's not a personal gain, it's a communal gain, many paiskim say that it's mutter. And number two, that this was the Shvas Yaakov, who held that if it's only a grama, it's not a direct pain that you're causing, it's only something that will be felt maybe in a day from now, it would be mutter even l'chatchila, there's no mitzvah chasidus. We'll just conclude with a very interesting tshuva from Reb Moshe, where Reb Moshe discusses this entire subject. And Reb Moshe says that even when a person, let's say, has a reason to kill an animal, and let's say there's no even midas chasidus to refrain from it, such as a case where it's not only affecting you and bothering you, but it's affecting your family members. And the Mela says, Ramesha, if let's say it's you have bugs that are not just bothering you, but they're bothering your entire family, and therefore there's no midas chasidus to refrain from being mitzaret, because it's not only your personal tayalis, but it's for everyone's tayalis, and therefore you're allowed to call an exterminator, or you're allowed to get rid of the animals. Nevertheless, says Reb Moshe, even though there's no midas chasidus of the Ramah, it's better not to kill the bug by hand. Don't kill it directly, says Reb Moshe, even though I don't have a real makor for this, but it's mistava that you shouldn't do it directly with your hand. Rather, you should do it ayidei grama, because there's a certain midas achzorius that a person gets when he goes and kills something directly. And says Reb Moshe, try to trap it, try to do it indirectly, try to somehow kill it in a way that you're not directly stamping on it or smashing it with your hand. And says Reb Moshe, we could tell too the famous Orachayim HaKadosh regarding the Parsha of Ir HaNidachas. When it comes to the Parsha of Ir HaNidachas, we know that they're Mechuy of Misa, and you're allowed to kill the entire city. The city was violating the Isra of serving Avodah Zarah, And when you have this ir anidachas, they're mechuyev misa. And over there we find that the pasuk gives the people who kill the members of the ir anidachas a special bracha that they'll be endowed with the rachamim. As they state in pasuk, a special bracha of rachamim for the people who go ahead and kill the people of the ir anidachas. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, why do we need a special of bracha of rachamim for these people? Because when they go ahead and kill the Bnei Ha'ir HaMidachas, when they kill the members of the Ir HaMidachas, because these people served Avodah Zarah, even though it's a mitzvah to kill them, it's a mitzvah what you're doing, nonetheless, it has an effect on you. When you do a Maisa Hariga, you go ahead and slay people, it naturally and instinctively has an adverse effect on you because you did a Maisa Achzori. And the Mela, you need a special bracha of rachmim that it won't affect you, and you'll be able to retain the same level of rachmonis that you previously had, in spite of the fact that you did a maisa hariga when it was a mitzvah. The Medrash says, Rav Moshe, that's why I'm inclined to say that even though you're allowed to kill an animal, and if let's say it's harming the whole family, there's no midas achzari, there's no midas chasidus to refrain from it, nevertheless, try not to do it with your hand directly. Try to do it al yedei groma, because it's naturally something that comes with you, this achzorius, when you do a maisa hariga biyodayim. And just like the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, that you needed a special bracha of rachmi when it came to killing the ir anidachas, even though it was a mitzvah to kill them, so to try not to kill animals directly, even when you have a full heter.